CEO of Roman, labor reporter Willie Terry. In this segment today, we're going to talk a little bit about Juneteenth, celebrating on June the 19th. A lot of people don't know about Juneteenth, so I'm going to talk about it for a second. On June the 19th, 1865, Major General Gorton Granger, he came to Galveston, Texas, to inform a reluctant community that President Abraham Lincoln, 2 years earlier, had freed the slaves. And he was there to press the local community there to or follow that directive that was put out by Abraham Lincoln. There was no reason why there was a 2.5-year delay in letting Texas know about the abolition of slavery in the United States. In Texas, there was about 250,000 slaves. So that means that, you know, for 2.5 years, they were continuously enslaved, even though the country had abolished slavery. Henry Louis Gates Jr., professor from Harvard University, he said that many of the slave owners, after the fall of New Orleans, traveled to Texas with their slaves to escape regulations to enforce the abolition of slavery. And he said the U.S. government put the slave owner in charge of letting the slaves know about the news. And some of them delayed relaying that information until after, he said, the harvest. So they want to get them to work the field 2 more years. Now, there was an article put out by Stacy Conrad. In that article, and it's a good article, and you should Google it and read it about Juneteenth. It's called 12 Things You Might Not Know About Juneteenth. She started off by saying that there was a more than one independent day in the U.S. And she's correct, because we know about 1776, you know, and that's the day that we're going to celebrate soon, the 4th of July. But Frederick Douglass gave a speech back in the 1800s on the 4th of July saying, what is the 4th of July to the slave? Because we were still in bondage after that freedom. But on June the 19th, 1865, when the U.S. General Gorton Granger rode into Galveston, Texas, and announced to the slaves that they were free, maybe that is the day that we should celebrate. Now, since then, June the 19th has been celebrated as a Juneteenth. And Juneteenth is a mixture of June and the 19th. So it's Juneteenth. Now, in her 12 things you might not know about Juneteenth, I'm going to just mention a few. And like I said, I would advise you to go and Google this article and read it. One of the things she said is that slaves had already been emancipated. They just didn't know. The June the 19th announcement came more than 2.5 years after Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation, which was on January the 1st, 1863. And she said that there was 250,000 slaves in Texas. They were already free, but none of them were aware of it. And no one was in a rush to tell them. The second point she brought out is, there are many theories as to why the law wasn't enforced in Texas. And she laid out 5 points. And the first point was that news traveled slowly back in those days. That was the point. And the second point was that Texas slave owners purposely suppressed the announcement. And the third point was that the original messenger who was supposed to deliver this announcement was murdered to prevent the information from being relayed. And the fourth point she made is that the federal government purposely delayed the announcement to Texas in order to get more cotton harvest out of the slaves. That's the government worked with the slave owners. And the fifth point she raised is that the real reason is probably that Lincoln Proclamation simply wasn't enforceable in the rebel states before the end of the war. 2.5 years more of slavery, even though it was abolished 2.5 years ago. Now the third point she made is that the announcement actually urged free slaves to stay with their former owners. Can you imagine? You stand with somebody who brutalizes you, oppress you, enslave you, and you have to stay with them and work for them. So where's the freedom? What about reparation? And in that announcement, what it said was, and this is the government, it said that even though they were free, they were informed that they will not be allowed to collect at military posts, and that they will not be supported in idleness either there or elsewhere. What about reparation? But she also made the point that before Granger, the general, could finish making that announcement, slaves were already leaving. I mean, there was already protests and fighting by the slaves against slavery. And they were leaving Texas. And after that announcement, she made in her 4 points, what she called what followed was known as scatter. When the slaves heard that announcement, they left in droves from that former slave state. They got out of there. They were ready to roll. I won't go over the other points, but just to let you know that Texas was the first state to declare Juneteenth a state holiday. And since then, there were many other states that declared Juneteenth a state holiday. But Juneteenth is still not a federal holiday. And why not? And they made Martin Luther King a federal holiday, which is commendable. And everybody wanted it. But Juneteenth is the day that we should celebrate, because that was the day that the last Africans knew of their freedom. And that was the day of freedom called Juneteenth. Juneteenth is celebrated throughout the country in many cities and state. On Saturday, June the 15th, I attended the Hamilton Hill Arts Center 19th annual celebration of Juneteenth in the Capital District, and this was in Schenectady at Central Park. And the celebration actually started June the 14th with a march to the Vale Cemetery to pay homage to the African ancestral burial ground. While attending this Juneteenth celebration by the Hamilton Hill Arts Center in the Central Park, there was a lot of activities. There was activities of Black Author Expo, Women Empowerment Workshops, and there was activities for the kids, and music, and community building workshops, and head wrapping workshops. And there was also a Father of the Year presentation. And they had a music band, George Boone Blue Music. And that was the celebration that was going on in the Capital Region. Like I said, there are celebrations throughout the country about Juneteenth. Now, there will be another Juneteenth celebration on June the 22nd that will be sponsored by the African American Culture Center, which would take place on South Pearl and Madison Avenue.